This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out. At BoydsGunStocks.com. This next conversation is brought to you by Taurus USA. Safeguarding your Second Amendment rights, check them out at TaurusUSA.com. Well, we had a network TV show that rolled out with a favorable treatment of a Trump supporter, replete with plot developments that portray middle American values and foibles without the ridicule usually heaped upon them by Hollywood. Of course, it couldn't last. But I was not one of them that thought that they would commit suicide. The epitaph for the Roseanne TV reboot will read, born 2018, died 2018, cause of death, the star's inability to understand one basic fact, and it's not the one you might think after watching, you know, about watching what you post on Twitter. The left can post whatever hateful slime they wish with few, if any, career consequences. No, Roseanne's blind spot was to an even broader truth. The moment you align yourself with conservatives, you enter a world of zero tolerance. If you're a vulgar comic spewing unprintable hate about President Trump and his family, you get a Netflix show. Roseanne Barr's show gets canceled for one stupid tweet. And make no mistake about it, the tweet was profoundly stupid. Even within the context of a joke, which is normally the universal Teflon that might be attempted in moments like this, it was a tragic, unforced error that committed the compounding sin of invoking racist imagery. So all together now, everybody, what in God's name was she thinking? And the answer is obvious. She wasn't. No one ever is. When they commit blunders like this, they're not thinking. Something about social media has removed some people's usual brain barrier that exists between thinking something and actually articulating it somehow, putting it on a post, saying it out loud. You know. Now, that doesn't matter in this case now. What's done is done, and what's done is horribly unfortunate. I'm not afraid for John Goodman. I don't think he'll be missing any car payments. But the rest of the cast no longer stands to benefit from another season or more of shows watched by millions featuring themes that made the show important. And an adjective not attached properly to a sitcom since All in the Family. That was something that happened nearly 50 years ago, children. It was important not just because it affectionately portrayed a Trump supporter, even though that was a rare and precious attribute. It also caringly painted scenes featuring Roseanne's thoroughly leftist sister and daughter. In its funniest and most honest episode, the tensions between her and a Muslim neighbor led to a scene featuring Roseanne standing up for her new Islamic acquaintance in the face of racism from a store clerk. As fresh as today's headlines, the final episodes of the first and now only season kicked off with Roseanne's addiction to painkillers. As real as the struggle faced by countless American families, the scripts then turned to husband Dan's anguish over how to pay for his wife's expensive knee surgery as his construction jobs dried up and the credit cards maxed out. We got to watch their pain and their mutual devotion and their struggle, but the show never forgot to be funny. In terms of entertainment, this is a profound loss, and Roseanne's comic genius made it possible, and her mouthy Twitter politics made the ride even more fun. But that kind of fun has rules. She had to know that as a rare actress willing to show empathy for Trump and his voters, she would face critics waiting gleefully for her to trip and stumble. And then she gave them exactly what they wanted, and in doing so gave the left an overhand smash in the form of, there you go, that's how Trump and his voters feel. So we not only lose a show we could actually watch, we get to spend some time beating away a slander as well. Pretty great day all around, right? Will another network revive Roseanne? No time soon, I'm afraid. We're often a very forgiving country, but that forgiveness is not afforded to all. If you float monkey imagery into a reference about an African-American woman, you're going to be done. For a while, now it would be easy to list the constant brutal slurs floated by the Hollywood left against Trump, floated by the gun grabbers against me and you. We're baby killers. We kill children. They hope our children die. They hope we die. You know, that's the kind of stuff we get. And, you know, nobody's losing anything over that. I'm not losing anything over that. I'm not losing any sleep. But this is done against Trump by a bunch of entertainers who are still employable, some specifically because of their political and personal venom. And, again, none of this matters. It is what it is. Is it unfair? Yes, it is definitely unfair. Is it exemplary of differing bars of outrage for different people? Yeah, absolutely. But everyone in any realm of public life should know that this is the way the field is striped. And maybe all that will change someday. But until it does, anyone with a brainstem has to know that a tweet like Roseanne's is going to detonate a reputational atom bomb. It's good that there was one season of a show out there that did not insult the minds and the hearts of the voters who gave us the Trump presidency. ABC has supposedly made noises about toning down the politics of the show in the recently approved second season. I don't really see that happening, but the cast and those writers believed in what they were doing. Not a sop to conservative audiences, but a rare and honest snapshot of character types found in countless households, rarely represented in the popular culture. You know, for Roseanne Barr to come out with an act two after some of the stuff that she's done in the past, I thought was great. Everybody deserves a chance to redeem themselves at some point. I mean, she's done some stuff that is, it's not that it's reprehensible, it's just sort of dumb. And when she got out there and started this, I mean, for somebody like me who started in the radio business at the age of 49, this gives me, you know, gave me a moment where I'm sitting back going, hey, this is pretty cool, you know. There is life after 50 after all. But along with that, I mean, she's older than me. One of the reasons I don't have a Twitter account is because of exactly this kind of thing. Not because I'm afraid of getting in trouble for it. In my case, it would just, the notoriety would be great. I'm afraid that, for the same reason that I try not to say too many off-color words here, I'm afraid that I would never stop. I'm afraid the cascade would begin and I'd be out of doing this show. And, you know, being a radio guy without a radio show is sort of dumb. It's sort of sad. So, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that if I try it, I'll lose myself in it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. This is ergonomic excellence, personified and presented to you in the shape of wood. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And this next little ditty I'm going to bring to you is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. Starbucks. Starbucks Corporation is credited, as you all probably know, with bringing premium coffee into the American mainstream. They died this week as a parody of their former selves following a long battle with acute kumbayaism. The coffee chain was 47. Founded in 1971, the Seattle-based coffee company began as a supplier of premium roasted coffee and coffee equipment. In 1982, Howard Schultz was hired as director of retail operations and marketing after briefly leaving the company to start a chain of Italian-style coffee cafes. Schultz eventually acquired Starbucks in 1987, pivoting the company to its current business model. By the time the company went public 5 years later, it operated 165 stores in the U.S. and Canada. At the time of its death, Starbucks operated more than 25,000 stores worldwide. Though its rapid growth is attributable to Schultz's extraordinary business acumen and vision in the marketplace, he's also responsible for the chain's untimely demise. An obsessed patron of the leftist occult, such as the belief in an invisible and unknowable force called unconscious bias, Schultz relentlessly injected his personal left-wing agenda into the DNA of the company. That might have been innocuous at first, perhaps even commendable, including such tactics as offering full health benefits to all employees and investing into numerous philanthropic endeavors. He inevitably fell into a devastating cycle of political correctness, taking down with him the coffee empire that he built. Precipitating factors to its fall started years ago with Starbucks' experimentation in rabid leftism. But a postmortem suggests an incident occurring in April to be the pivotal moment in which its kumbaya disease went from curable to terminal. In this incident, the manager of a Philadelphia Starbucks store made a terrible lapse in judgment by calling police on two black American patrons who asked to use the restroom while waiting on a third member of their group to arrive. The men reportedly declined to purchase any beverages while they waited, which violated a loose store policy for restroom use. The men refused to leave, saying they were there to meet their friend, a real estate developer who was on the way. All of this led to the manager to call police, a decision Starbucks rightfully said never should have been made. Rather than responding to the incident with an immediate apology and disciplining the manager, it is now believed to be Schultz's addiction to political correctness that drove him to overreact in such a manner that set into motion events that would be the company's ultimate undoing. On Tuesday, 29 May, 8,000 Starbucks stores and offices across the United States closed, at no small expense, for training on race relations and unconscious bias, the aforementioned term for racism, which individuals do not know lives within them. Though experts warn that this type of employee re-education, if it even makes a lasting difference, on a largely transient workforce has mixed effects and can even backfire, Schultz pressed forward in spite of these potential consequences. Also found to be a contributing factor to its death in the days preceding this training, Starbucks, at Schultz's direction, announced a change to its store policy, henceforth allowing anyone to loiter on its property and use its restroom facilities regardless of whether they make a purchase. We don't want anyone at Starbucks to feel as if we're not giving access to you to the bathroom because you are less than. We want you to be more than. Schultz obviously was in a fevered state when he said that, in what had become a regular manner of mixing the nonsensical leftist gobbledygook with major business policy. With investors already concerned by ominous indicators like the chain's dwindling afternoon sales, which according to the reports, coffee consumption rises at that time, Schultz's leftist illusions did little to quell the fears that he had lost touch with reality. It seems that Starbucks' remaining customers, who had not already abandoned corporate coffee in favor of local stores, on the same leftist principles ironically possessed by Schultz, were also unmoved by the decision to turn their favorite places for meetings or to study into homeless encampments because of a moral duty to society. With its life force drained and failing to be replenished by Schultz's empty vision of making people more thans by giving them restroom keys, maybe probably, but not really making store employees less racist, though through one-day training classes and stripping managers of their autonomy to run individual stores as needed, the brand we once knew as Starbucks Coffee quietly expired. Starbucks is survived by Schultz, the empty shell of a once visionary business leader, and a bizarre corporate manifesto in which coffee chains should not really sell coffee, but instead nurture the human spirit. You may forward your condolences to at Starbucks via social media in the form of hashtags about lost causes. Listen, I have been a training NCO with a captured audience in the military. And the only thing that this would take days, months, weeks, years. One day accomplishes nothing. If there were racists working for Starbucks, today they're still racist. And if they were not racist prior to this new unconscious bias training, guess what? They still aren't racist. They never were racist. But here's the thing. This is a fiduciary lapse in sanity for Howard Schultz. Very smart businessman who did a really stupid thing. A really stupid thing. For your homework tonight, I want you to go look at the two men that were arrested and the guy they were looking at, the guy they were waiting for, and tell me what you think about them at your first earliest convenience. Not because I think they were bad guys, but just because of who they were. Not the color, just who they were. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, they are hosting a field day to encourage youth sports participation and introduce intended appointees to the Presidential Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. The president also spoke about just how vital sports is to life.
The skills learned out on the track field and the court and the diamond and the gridiron and the golf course and those tennis courts are skills that will serve young Americans for the rest of their lives. I want to thank all of the council members who are here with us today. Incredible group of people.
Missouri prosecutors agreed to drop one of the two felony criminal cases against former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens after the governor's attorney said he would resign. Greitens announced yesterday that he is stepping down from office on Friday. This afternoon, a New York grand jury indicted Harvey Weinstein on criminal sexual act charges and rape. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and get myself. I know a friend who's selling a bunch of old, truly decrepit Remington 870s. And I'm going to get one of those, and I'm going to let Boyd's dress it, in addition to what I'm going to do with the gun, the scout rifle. Just to show you. Check them out at boydsgunshop.com. Now, remember the Democrat who got out there, and Pat Davis is his name. He was... He wanted to run for Congress. Democrat from New Mexico. He's the one who made headlines saying, blank the NRA. He's dropping out. He's dropping out. He's decided to back his challenger instead, and he's doing it to help short party unity in the race that's considered a toss-up. Current representative for New Mexico's 1st District is Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham, who is running for governor. Incumbent Republican Governor Susana Martinez is term limited, so she won't be re-upping this year. Davis said, this year progressives have a lot of good choices, and it's clear to me that by remaining divided, none of us will win. Davis was set to face Holland and Democrat Damon Martinez in the June primary, but says instead he will continue to work as a city councilor. That's why I'm setting my personal ambitions aside now and asking undecided progressives to unite around the progressive candidate who has the best chance of winning and who I know I can work with at the city council and as an organizer to keep pushing back against Trump, said Davis. Primary is set for 1 week from today, June the 5th. Davis seemed to have made good friends himself with the anti-gun left, positioning himself as a strong ally for the cause. But then he got invited on Tucker Carlson's show, and he was pretty much taken apart at the seams. He also claims that an AR-15 can fire 150 rounds in 15 seconds. That's impressive. Now, definitely not in semi-automatic. Now, in fully automatic, yes, the M4 can do it. I think, what is it, 700 rounds a minute, 600 rounds? It's pretty up there. So, you know, 150 rounds every 15 seconds would be about 600 rounds a minute. That's pretty close. Yet you have to have that many rounds of the gun for it to actually work per minute, right? Rounds per minute. But Mr. Davis also had a drunk driving arrest in 2013, which would certainly have been used in a campaign against him. And whatever the case is, he might not know much about firearms, but he does know what it feels like to drive while intoxicated. So maybe he should just stay as a city councilor. In a surprising display of what it is truly like to be a politician, especially a totalitarian politician. In England, in the UK, the gag order on the fate and whereabouts of Tommy Robinson has been lifted. See, the outrage and the commencement of an overseas legal defense fund quickly followed all of this. So, in the words of Washington Post writer Avi Selk, the gag order backfired, turning English Defense League founder Tommy Robinson into a sort of free speech martyr. Conservatives like Donald Trump Jr. and Roseanne Barr before the gag order was lifted Tuesday. Selk's report incidentally drips with contempt toward Robinson, calling him one of Britain's most notorious anti-Muslim campaigners. I got no problem with him. He wants to halt Muslim immigration and focuses on the crime statistics and on the violent jihad attack activity that have resulted from large-scale Muslim immigration. Selk presents the rationale for gagging reporting. He said it's illegal in Britain to report the details of some trials before they conclude, a long-standing law designed to prevent the news from biasing juries and causing prosecutions to collapse. Oddly enough, even though the Washington Post's motto, "Democracy Dies in Darkness," appears at the top of the webpage featuring Selk's article, he nowhere discusses this concept with regard to the gag order. But not everyone thinks that arresting someone for speaking and then forbidding any media discussion of the arrest is consistent with, I don't know, a free society, perhaps? Zero Head just collected some of the overseas support for Robinson and outrage at the gag order. Free speech advocates and supporters of Robinson's movement from Melbourne to Berlin came out by the thousands to protest the Friday arrest outside of Leeds Crown Court while Robinson was reporting on a pedophile grooming trial via Facebook live stream. Within 6 hours of his detention, he was slapped with a 13-month prison term for violating a prior suspended sentence for a similar offense. Mass protests broke out following his arrest, the largest of which was a crowd of thousands in the UK, demonstrating at the gates of Downing Street to demand the release of the conservative activist. So, protests are not limited to the English-speaking world. The problems associated with mass Muslim immigration have sparked protest movements in a lot of the European Union, a lot of the European countries. Geert Wilders was out there getting questions, or actually sending questions, about the arrest of Tommy Robinson to the EU. Have you heard about the arrest of British activist and Islam critic Tommy Robinson for breaching the peace while he was covering a trial of Islamic rapists and that he was within a few hours convicted to 13 months imprisonment? What do you think of this madness? Even in Germany, this was happening. I mean, Germany was up in protest because Germany, as we know, has got a lot of Islamic people there. So, that all being said, they blinked, so to speak. The UK major media reports now allowed do not exhibit much sympathy for Robinson. If you're looking at The Guardian, the BBC, and even the Daily Mail, which to its credit does mention Robinson's fears of a price on his head in prison, the thing most feared by the UK political and media establishment and some of those other EU nations, notably including Sweden, is widespread discussion of the problems associated with mass immigration of adherents of a religion that teaches jihad as the obligation of everybody that's in it and which specifically sanctions violence to that end. And they now have that, and I hope they do realize that the death of Robinson, while in custody, would have made him a global martyr and kept him isolated and keep him isolated from the general prison population. That'd be really nice if they would do that. The UK politicians, like some of our politicians, folks, are like roaches when the lights are flipped on. This whole affair reeks of something that really bad. And it is really bad. The old time when we would be in the, in the playground, talking about sticks and stones and that kind of stuff, that time is gone. That time is gone. And this, by the way, is how the left wants us to be. They want us to be like the UK. Gun-free with gun crime spiking. You know, violence going out the window, and you can't talk bad about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Same polls and researchers that said Trump could not win are now indicating that the American public wants the NICS, the background check system, expanded. According to the FBI, it is all about saving lives and protecting people from harm by not letting guns fall into the wrong hands. Doesn't that sound reasonable? It's so reasonable. So very reasonable that, you know, we gun owners agree with this, right? Giffords Law Center claims that there is a dangerous and deadly loophole in the NICS system because non-FFL sellers are not required to perform the NICS check because they fall into the private sale category. And, before we get into the reasonable thing, remember this. Back during the day when they were crafting all of this legislation, the coffee table top FFL holders, they were swept away. And they said, well, to have an FFL, you have to have a store, you have to have this, you have to have the storefront and this kind of security, bars and windows and, you know, this many lights and all these things. They started out making it very difficult to have an FFL, probably a little more expensive, too. So those guys were swept aside. And, of course, you know, those people, they made it to where everybody with an FFL, they stipulated everybody with an FFL has to conduct a background check. Now, by the way, back in the 90s, we had private gun sales, too, then. They existed. But then again, you know, looking at the private sales category, you know, because these non-FFL sellers get by, it sounds reasonable, right? It's so reasonable that gun owners want universal background checks on all gun sales, right? Giffords Law Center, funded by rabid gun banners Gabrielle Giffords and her husband Mark Kelly, further claims that more than 90% of America publicly supports background checks for all gun sales. How reasonable is that? Doesn't that sound reasonable? 90%. It must be. This has got to be a banner day here in the United States, because I can normally take 10 people and put them in a room, and I can say, what's your favorite color? And I'm going to get 10 different answers, and I'm going to say, yes or no, do you agree with this? And it's going to be split some way, but it's not going to be 90%. Nothing I ask them is going to be 90%. Now, Giffords Law Center does not state where that statistic comes from. And other than NRA shills, I know of no NRA member that wants these types of checks on private gun sales. So is it suddenly reasonable that almost all Americans want universal background checks on all gun sales? Now remember, our founding fathers firmly believed in the right to bear arms for self-protection and protection from tyranny. And they just finished fighting a war about what? Tyranny. So, do we really want universal background checks on our gun sales or an extended enhanced NICS system? Now, here's the thing. The NICS system hasn't worked. And the new expanded NICS system, it won't work. And there's a reason why the newer NICS is more dangerous to the Second Amendment than its predecessor. Recent surveys from Bloomberg-funded universities supposedly show incredibly high support for stricter gun control. In a 2018 Gallup poll, it says 96% are in favor of universal background checks. And there have been Quinnipiac and Minnesota polls that claim 90% plus in support of those checks as well. Where are these? Have you ever been asked this question? I've never been asked this question. You know, if 90% of us want this, you know, just law of averages with all of these people that have been doing these, they should have asked me at least once, is what I'm thinking. Do we buy the lie that NICS works to keep firearms out of the hands of criminals? Are we so gullible to believe that criminals will submit to a background check? The New England Journal of Medicine reports 84% of gun owners and 74% of NRA members support the expanded NICS background check. See, now they're just making junk up. Who are these NRA members? Are they selling these lists now? Because I just joined them not too long ago. And the NRA didn't do the polling, and the NRA does not disclose who their members are. So it's very important that we all need to understand that the original NICS, well-intentioned as it may have been, is a failure. But now, as a failed product, they want stronger laws, and now they're shouting, we need the expanded universal NICS law. We're told this because even though or despite the nearly 288 million NICS checks and 3 million block sales, which is less than 1% of the sales, still, too many gun purchases went unchecked. Gun control advocates like Dennis Hennigan think they have the solution, the answers for Congress to pass the extend NICS and cover all gun sales, and they want to expand specific categories of prohibited persons. And their simple goal is to get as many disqualifying records into the NICS system as possible to block as many gun purchases as possible. Now, they never address the presence of the black market that has in the past and will in the future spoil all attempts to keep guns out of criminal hands. And bear in mind that an even more restrictive NICS system will also fail, as it does not address the issue of the criminal. Just possessions of firearms by lawful citizens. NICS, extended or not, will continue to fail. The black market will become stronger. Gun problems will call for stronger restrictions, and the ignorant will just become more fearful, and the cycle repeats. All this because only 3 million failed checks, many of them false positives, out of 288 million checks, which is less than 1% of the sales. Like I said, the black market's always there, just out of sight of the law. Look at New York City. Those five boroughs, after nearly a century of restricted laws, is a place where 95% of the guns are purchased on the black market. It's because guns aren't available there. Recently, the NRA announced the failure of the 1996 Australian buyback confiscation in the presence of an estimated 600,000 illegal guns on the Big Island. The NRA charged in a tacit admission that criminals and scofflaws have had little trouble circumventing Australia's National Firearms Agreement and the government's confiscation effort. Australian officials have set a date for another amnesty program. You know, This, listen, criminals, you didn't do it 22 years ago. This time I mean it. Are any of you actually fooled by anything that the left says nowadays? Because someone here is lying. 90% of America does not want extended NICS. 90% of America hasn't been asked about. Probably 99% of America hasn't been asked about extended NICS. How can Gallup find that 70% of respondents favor the registration of civilian guns with the police? Are they asking one of you? They haven't asked me. I'm sure some would say yes to that, but 70%? We all know that lists are the easy path to gun confiscation. It's happened before, but as far as a government list of gun owners, David Koppel describes the tenacity of the FBI to create and keep a record of gun owners who have used the NICS system to purchase a weapon. The FBI asks, how reasonable is it for citizens to trust a federal government that time and time again has proven itself untrustworthy, especially the FBI? Registration, lists of gun owners, that's led to confiscation many times in the past. The Nazis used records of gun owners to disarm Jews and others. California lists are kept by the government of people who owned SKSs. That led to a threat of prosecution if the owners did not turn the rifles over to the police. NICS is not reasonable for a constitutional right, nor the American public. It is only very reasonable for those who wish to disarm us and control the future of the country. So every one of us have got to resist this. And it just, you know, the majority of us that didn't take the surveys, right? Those surveys? Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.